We're going to have a bit of our Bible reading now. If you've got a church Bible, please do turn to page 1089. That's John 17. And as you're turning there, kids, sometimes when we have the bit of the church service where the Bible's read, can I let you in on a secret? Sometimes the grown-ups start daydreaming. Outrageous, isn't it? And just to help them pay attention and not daydream, I need you to do something for me. Every time you hear the word word or words, I need you to raise your hands and do a little jazz hand. Can you just little jazz hand? So let's just see if you're so I say the word word and you go. Brilliant. If you also feel like a little childish, you can join in with some jazz hands. This is inclusive. Anyone is welcome to jazz hand. John chapter 17, we're going to look at verses 6 to 19. This is Jesus praying. Remember, listen. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine. And I am glorified in them, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I've guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the Son of Destruction, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. This is the word of the Lord. Yes. Thanks be to God. Over to John.
Today, we are thinking about a mission, Jesus' mission, that looks impossible. We are thinking this morning about a mission that seems impossible. You see, Jesus has come to give life. He has promised that life is on offer and that he is going to give life. But he's also said that he's going away. He is going to leave the disciples. And the question we have is, how on earth is that mission going to carry on? How on earth is Jesus going to carry on his mission of giving life? That is the big question that John 13 to 17 deals with. Jesus is going away. He's going to die on the cross to deal with sin. He's going to go back to his Father in heaven. And he's leaving behind an ordinary group of men and women. People like you and me. They don't have any special skills. They can't heal the blind. They can't call a dead man out of the grave. But they're just ordinary people like you and me. And how on earth is his mission going to carry on? How is God's church going to grow? Or to put it another way, how is that person that you love and you know, maybe your mum or your best friend, how is that person going to become a Christian if Jesus isn't here? To you and me, it is mission impossible, but not to God. And Jesus gives us two parts to that answer. He gives them exactly what they need. That is the first part. Jesus gives what they need. Today's Elsie's birthday. And what do you get on birthdays? Presents. I need someone to help me with a present that I have here. Come on. Okay. Can you help me open this present? Oh my goodness. You got it? Should I hold it? You can rip it. Just go for it. It's a birthday present. You take this much care at home? There we go. Good job. Okay. Oh my goodness. What is that? Do you know what that is?
No.
A PlayStation. No. No. Maybe we need to send Larry back to theological college.
A Bible.
It is a Bible. It is a really big, old Bible. Jesus. Super. Thanks, Aaron. Put that down. Well done. Jesus came to give a present. He gives his word to his people. Let's pop that up there. Jesus gives his word. He says to his father as he's praying in verse 8, if you've got a Bible, do have a look down with me. He says to his disciples, I have given them the words you gave me. Jesus gave his word to the disciples. Did you hear, as we were reading that, we were listening out for the word, word, weren't we? There was another word that came up quite a lot. Oh, okay, hands up. Come in. What did you hear?
World.
World did come up quite a lot. Yeah, super. I was thinking of another one. The word give. That comes 17 times in John 17. Did you know that? God is very, very generous. God gives, Jesus gives his word. It is his word that brings his people together. Grown-ups, did you see how the logic works? Verse 6, Jesus prays, I've manifested your name to them. He's shown them God's glory. The glory of the one and only. How has he done that? Well, verse 8, given them the words that you gave me. They received them, they believe them. Jesus gives his word. But he doesn't just give his word to them. He is so set on his mission being completed that he prays. This whole reading we've had is a prayer. A prayer for the apostles, 6 to 19. He prays that God would keep them, verses 11 to 16, that he would send them, verse 17 to 19. Jesus prays that they would hold onto this precious, precious gift. He prays that they would keep it. He prays that they'd be sanctified, 17 to 19. They'd be set apart to pass it on to someone else. Because they need it, and because we need it. So did you know, this book that we're looking at this morning, this book that we have down here, is a precious gift. It was a gift to the disciples for them to pass on to you and me. It's God's gift to us. And maybe you've been given a Bible when you were baptized or maybe when you were confirmed. It is not lifeless. It is life-giving. And through it, God the Spirit speaks to you today. It tells us who we are and who God is. Through it, that the Spirit convicts us of sin. He shows us Jesus. He lights Jesus up like a spotlight and shows us how much we need him. It tells us how Jesus bore our sin and judgment on the cross to buy us forgiveness, to give us new life, to give us lasting joy. See, Jesus thinks this book is really important. Jesus thinks his word is really important, and so should we. So Jesus' impossible mission to give life to the world carries on, even though he's not here, because he has passed on his word to us. In a moment, we're going to carry on and we're going to see what else Jesus does as he prays for his people, for you and for me, that we would do exactly the same thing. We're going to have the second part of our reading. We're on page 1089. John 17, verses 20 to 26. Page 1089. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Shall we pray? Father God, we ask that you would manifest yourself to us now, that you would speak to us and answer that the Lord Jesus' prayer, that we would see his great glory. Amen. I wonder if you've ever been given everything that you need to do something, to do a task, but then still not managed to complete it. Maybe you've had an exam and you've got all the answers, but you still didn't manage to get every question right. You still got a few questions wrong. I've got a short quiz for us, and I want to see who can give us the quickest answer. Okay, first slide, please. First one. Okay, I've got a computer. What is the password?
Gabby.
Gabby, good guess.
Password.
No, password, not password.
Reverse Gabby and John.
Gabby and John, no, real insights into my personal life here. Rants, no. Gone. We're not doing very well, are we? No.
What?
It says it right there. What is the password? Okay. We might get the hang of this by the end. Let's go for the next one. What is the seventh letter of the alphabet?
What?
No. Not this time. Sorry, okay. People are saying E. Go on.
H.
Why is it H, Eric?
Because if you look at the words in the alphabet, the seventh letter is H.
Seventh letter is H. Can we get the next? There we go. One. The alphabet. Okay, next question. I've only got one more. David's parents have three children. Snap, Crackle. What's the name of the third one? David, excellent. There we go. Perfect. Sometimes we're given all the information we need. Sometimes we have everything that we need, but it still goes wrong. Jesus has given us the Bible. He's given us his word, but he's not going to leave anything to chance. And so he doesn't just give us what we need. He prays. He prays that the king, his mission will be completed. He is the king. He is the savior of the universe. He is the author of salvation and the Lord of every man. And he prays that his work will be completed. And we've seen the Father gave the disciples to Jesus, who is the king of all. They are secure. They are safe. He is sovereign. And yet Jesus still prays. Maybe you have found yourself thinking, what on earth is the point of praying? If God is sovereign, what's the point? If he already knows what is going to happen, why bother praying? Well, here is a very, very good reason for you to pray, because Jesus prayed. It is precisely because God is sovereign that Jesus prays. Read with me from verse 20. He says, "I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." Put your hand up if you're here this morning and you're a Christian. Did you know that Jesus prayed for you? Isn't that amazing? The Lord Jesus praying for you. Wonderful sketch just now. He prays for us day by day, interceding for us. I wonder what sort of things you pray for, if you do pray. They often show our priorities, don't they? Well, here are Jesus' priorities. His priority for you and for me is that we keep believing, we keep holding on to that word that has been passed on to us. He prays that we'll be one, united together, united with the apostles, united with no less than Jesus and his Father. Imagine a big fairground wheel. Do you know those wheels? You ride on them. They appear sometimes in the city centre in Augustusplatz. This is a picture of one. You know, you sit in a cabbage on the outside and you go round and round the Big Dipper. Each seat at the end is connected to the middle, isn't it? By a long pole. Hopefully. Something's gone very wrong if it doesn't. Each carriage joined to the middle. And because each carriage is joined to the middle, each carriage is joined to one another. That is a bit like us and God. Because we are united with Jesus, we are united with one another. Because we're joined with Jesus, we're joined with each other. That is what Jesus prays for. He prays that we will be one. It's not unity for unity's sake. It's not unity at all costs. Sadly, sometimes people think that it's being part of the same institution that unites us. That is not what Jesus says. It is holding on to Jesus and his word. Verse 20. He prays for those who believe in me through their word. The word he gave the apostles. It is the gospel that unites us. Over the last 20 years, LEC has grown. It's been a joy to see over the last 2 years, seeing LEC grow. Now on a Sunday morning, we are gathered from over 45 different countries. Isn't that amazing? United together, forever in Jesus, with Jesus, through his Spirit-inspired word that he gave to the apostles. Through that great gift that he gave. Do you remember? The present that he gave to the disciples. And Jesus prays that we would hold on to that. So his mission continues today as men and women across the world, as you and I, united together, know him and find eternal life in him. I wonder if you've ever walked into a church in a completely different place and just found yourself instantly at home amongst friends and family, because we are united together forever in the Lord Jesus. We might disagree on some things. You might disagree about the football match or the team you support. You might disagree over the songs you want to sing in Sunday school. Or we might disagree over our politics. But when we disagree, we need to remember that the thing that unites us is the gospel, the word of the Lord Jesus, the gift that God gave us. It is a unity that will last forever because the Lord Jesus prayed for it. Did you see the assurance that we have in verse 24? "Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am." If you're a Christian, Jesus wants you to be with him. He wants us to be with him, to see his glory, to see him as he really is, the Lord Jesus with all authority in heaven and earth. He prays. And because of who he is, what he says will happen. He prayed for you, and he prayed for me, and he prayed for everyone who would be a Christian, and who will become a Christian. We don't belong in this world, and yet we are still here because God is still at work answering this prayer. God is still at work shaping us, growing us in unity under his word as we gather around week by week. God hasn't finished answering his prayer. Jesus' mission hasn't finished yet, but it will one day. Did you see the effect of the unity that Jesus prays for? He says it twice. He prays, "May they be one, just as you, Father, in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me." Or verse 23, "The world may know that you sent me." So we thank God today for 29 years of LEC. We thank God for 2,000 years of his faithfulness. In fact, we thank God for a creation worth of his faithfulness. We long for another 29 years of growth here at LEC. And so how is that mission that you and I might think is impossible, how is that going to carry on? Well, it says we unite together, holding on to God's word that he has given us, proclaiming the same word that the apostles proclaimed, the gift of Jesus. And it says the Lord Jesus prays for his people to grow. And because he gives and because he prays, his mission will be completed. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you are a God of faithfulness all through history. You are faithful. Father, we thank you so much that you're a generous God who's given us your word. We thank you that you're a sovereign God who prays. Thank you that you will complete the Lord Jesus' mission. Thank you that we can look around us and see how you are at work doing that today. And we pray, Lord, that as we look to the future and wait for him to come back, that you would fill us with great confidence. You would help us to unite together around what you say and hold out your word as we love one another. And may the world come to see and believe in the Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen.